Okay, we'll start the sugi here of Bailus Latmura. We touched on this briefly at the beginning of the Masechta when we were talking about Yerush Meimer. But this is really the conclusion of that sugya. So we'll start with the Mishnah. Hakohanim mimirin b'shelohem. Kohanim could be make tmura from korbanos that they were mafresh. V'Yisrael mimirin b'shelohem. And Yisrael could be mimirin his korbanos that they were mafresh. However, eina kohanim mimirin loy b'chatos v'loy b'oshem v'loy b'b'chor. Kohanim can't make tmura from chatos, oshem, or b'chor. Now these three korbanos are unique because these are really korbanos which end up on the lap of the kohen. So the havamina would be that the kohen is a bailam on these korbanos. So he should be able to be mafra. He should be able to do tmura. So the Mishnah says he cannot. We'll see why not. Omar Rabbi Yechon ben Uri. Rabbi Yechon ben Uri says, "Mimneima ein memirim bebchor." Why can't a kohen do tmura with bechor? Bechor seems to be his carbon in totality. The bechor says the kohen owns the bechor completely. So if he owns it completely, he has all the milas. By chatas and asham, till we get to the sugya, chatas and asham seems to be a simple problem. Kohen only has a bailus on the emurim, on the basar. He doesn't have any bailus on the total carbon. Whereas by the Bechor, he owns the whole carbon. You can take the Bechor, you give it to the Kohen. It's his. Why shouldn't he be able to make tomorrow? Says the Mishnah, Amalei Rabbi Akiva, what do you mean? It's just like a Chatos and Oshem. Chatos v'Oshem is Matan al-Kohen. U'Bechor Matan al-Kohen. Ma Chatos v'Oshem ein memirim. Just like Chatos and Oshem, they can't do tomorrow. Af Bechor ein memirim boy. Same thing Bechor. Obviously, Rabbi Yechon ben Uri feels there's a tremendous difference. Omar Rabbi Yechon ben Uri, Maloi. There's no comparison here. This that the Kohen cannot, he doesn't own it. Chatos and Oshem, after he shechs the carbon, he gets a piece of it. But B'chayim chiyusei the Chatos, it's not his. Toima b'b'chor shezochem by b'chayim. By a carbon b'chor. That belongs to the Kohen. Mechayim belongs to the Bechor. The Kohen. Omole Rabbi Kiva. So Rabbi Kiva came and brought a pasuk. V'aloi kfar nemar. V'hoyo t'muroso yeh kodesh. When the Torah talks about t'mura, it puts it together with the original kedusha that was on the animal from its inception. Heichon kedusha cholo b'beis habaylim. The original kedusha was by the baylim who were makdish the korban. Af t'mura b'beis habaylim. T'mura also has to be in the beis habaylim, meaning if the kedusha wasn't chal in the rishus of the kohen, so he's not a baylim to make t'mura. T'mura pretty much brings the animal back to its beginning. So if you weren't there to trigger the original kedusha, you can't now jump in now. T'mura is not something that's happening now. T'mura is really, which we'll learn more about on Daf Tes, it's really latching on to the beginning. And there are certain kulos that because of that and certain chumras. I mean, the chumras obviously we have over here. Even though right now you took the Bechor and you gave it completely to the Kohen, and it belongs to him in totality, and he can do whatever he wants with it technically. I mean, he's restricted by the laws of Kodshim, but it's his as complete as can be. Still in all, since it wasn't his from the Bereshis Bara, He can't make t'mura. On the other hand, there's coolest that come out because of this. Because technically, if you have a behemoth that was once Kurdish, let's say, right? And you got a mum, and then you redeemed the behemoth. So now the behemoth, for all practical purposes, is pretty much chulin. I mean, there are some, you know, quasi hilchus kodshim that are here because it was once Kurdish. So you're not allowed to do Gizav Avoida. There are certain restrictions because it once represented Kedushas Aguf. There are certain restrictions on the animal, but it's yours completely. You could be Mekadosh Anishu with it. You could take Psulim Mekdoshim. that you redeemed, you could use it for kedushin. It's your money completely. Yet, you could make tamura. We'll see later, according to one mandama, you can make tamura. You could go over to Behemoth, which is basically chulin. You could shecht it and eat it betumah. You can eat this carbon atome mace. Because you redeemed it already, now it's chulin. And yet, at the same time that you could mamas treat it like chulin, you could go and make tamura from it. But that goes back to the din of our Mishnah. Because when you do tamura, there's two ways to look at it. One way is you're latching on to the current Kedusha. And the other way is you're latching on to your original Hakadosha. When you said, Hareze Oila, and now you come and you say, this should be a tamura of this, you're not really connecting to what it is now, you're connecting to what it was when it got its Kedusha. And therefore, even though now there's nothing really to catch on to, because it's Psulei Mukdashim after redemption, doesn't make a difference. You could still make Tamura, because what I'm really hopping onto is the original Kedusha. So again, it has a Kula. The Kula is that you don't need the Kedusha to be here now to make Tamura, technically. And it has a Chumra, that no matter how strong it is now, the situation, if you're not a Mechutin from the time of the HaKadosha, from when it originally got the Kedusha, then you're not a person who can now jump into the room, because you're really hopping on to that Kedusha that was originally placed on the animal. That's the heart of what the Mishnah is saying. Now, what's very interesting to note about this Mishnah is, first of all, the Mishnah does not talk at all about the Bailam, the Yisrael. Now, the simple meaning, how does Yisrael come into the picture here? The Mishnah is totally focused on the Kohen. The Mishnah starts the Reisha by HaYisrael Mamirim B'Shalohem, V'Kahanim Mamirim B'Shalohem. Right? And then it jumps to Bechor and Chatas and Hashem. And it doesn't talk about the Yisrael anymore. Which leaves an open question, can Yisrael make Tamur from a Bechor? It doesn't talk about that in the Mishnah. It just gives us a lengthy explanation why the Kohen can't. The Kohen should be able to. And the Mishnah then goes with the whole shock of attire between Rechem Benui and Rebbe Akiva. And the conclusion is that Yisrael, a Kohen, can't make Tamura, even though currently he has total ownership on it, since he didn't have it from the beginning. But it doesn't talk about the Yisrael. And there are really two ways to look at it. One way to look at it is, absolutely, the Yisrael is the one that could do it. He's the guy, just like by Chatas and Oshem, it's obvious without any question who's the one that does Tamur by Chatas and Oshem. The Yisrael. Okay? But there's a big difference. Chatas for Oshem is still in his domain. Right now, it's his carbon. Mashenkin, the Bechor, seems to only have, he only has what we would call the birthright. The fact that it was born in his corral. As soon as it's born, it's Kedusha Meirachem. As soon as the animal is born, it's not his anymore, it belongs to the Kohen. Or to the Shevet Kuhuna, whatever you want to call it. So it would seem that neither of them should be able to do Tamura. But the Mishnah doesn't talk about it at all. In fact, the simple reading of the Mishnah is Mashva that Yisrael could, because the way the Mishnah reads, from the beginning to end, the Mishnah is trying to tell us, Yisrael could do Tamura on his carbon, and a Kohen could do Tamura on his carbon. And a Chatas and Oshem and Bechor, a Kohen can't do. Clearly, Chatas and Oshem is back on the Yisrael's lap. So the simple reading of the Mishnah, that's what the Mishnah is coming to tell us, that the Yisrael could and the Kohen cannot. So I asked the Olam to look up the Rambam, because the Rambam seems to say it clearly. The Rambam says clearly, in Halacha Tes, Perek Aleph, he says, Eina kahana memir b'chatas u'b'ashem. He says, Af al pi shehim shalohem einam zeichem bohem mechayim, v'eina kahana memir b'b'chor, sh'af al pi shehu zoicha b'hem mechayim, eino izoicha bo mitchila. Sharei tchilosei b'veis Yisrael. The beginning, it's by the base Yisrael. Then he says, Avol abaylim shehim yu b'b'chor, kol zman shehu b'veisom, oisim t'mura. But the Bailam can. Okay, so the Rambam is very clear, based on the Braisa that we'll see in the Gemara, which is a machloikas how to learn the Braisa. The Rambam learns that the Bailam could make Tamura, And the big question is, why could the Baalim make Tumor? They seem to be totally out. If you'd ask me, the Baalim have no Shaychus at all. The Baalim only, the only thing the Baalim have is that they're an interference with the Kohen. The Kohen has a problem. They got in the way with the Kohen. Because since the Kedusha happened when it was by their, in their Rishus, so the, but who is the Baalim today, as of today, he's sitting with the Bechor there, that belongs to the Kohuna, belongs to the Shevet Kohuna, doesn't belong to him at all. What right does he have to go and make Torah? The only possible explanation is refuted by Rashi. The possible explanation that we would say is that maybe we're wrong in our elementary understanding of Bechor. Simply, you learn Bechor. Bechor is a Kohen carbon. Bechor is not a carbon that has any shaychus to the Yisrael. The Yisrael, it's Matnas Kohuna. It's born in his corral. It's born in his reshus. But it has nothing to do with him. He gives it to the Kohen as mominus. The Kohen is the one that shechts it. It's nothing to do with him. That's simple. Maybe we could twist that and say, no, you know something? We're misunderstanding the whole thing. Just like a chatas and osha. Even though the Kohen eats the meat and the Kohen shechts it and spritzes the blood and everything, but the chatas and osha clearly is the Bilam's carbon. He's the one that gets a kapora. So maybe there's something like a similar type of kapora element to a bechor, and that really belongs to the Bilam. And therefore the Bilam is absolutely a mechutin. He's what we call the classic mechaper, which we spoke about all along. Mischaper oisa tmura, we'll see that on Daf Tes, which means that if you have Reuven has a korban, a behemoth, and Reuven is makdish to korban so that Shimon should get a kapara from that korban. Shimon is the one that can make tmura, not Reuven. Shimon makes the tmura. And therefore, that would be the possible pshat. Why the Bilam could make Tmura is because the Bilam, really, Bechor is not the way we would think that it's everything is the Kohen-focused carbon. It's really Yisrael-focused carbon. It's really very similar to Achatas. The only difference is that by Achatas, the Kohen only gets a small section, and by the Bechor, he gets the whole thing. You take the whole animal, Mechayim, say, here, Kohen, it's yours. But Lamaisa, it's yours, but Lamaisa, I'm the Mechaper. When you're shechting the Bechor, you're shechting it L'shem, the Yisrael. He's the one. He's the balabas here in the kapara element. So you take a look at Rashi, and Rashi refutes that. He says, "Minei ma ein akohanim mimirim bebuchar," and he really doesn't even need to say it. In other words, he's just saying it to explain what he's saying. Why is the Kohen not Meimim Bechor? V'aloi kulo shelohen. Says Rashi, belongs to him. U'mechaimu nois doiloi. Ve'ein ha-Yisrael miskaper boy. Black and white. He says, pretty much Rashi's telling us, don't even have a havam in Yisrael has anything to do with it. He's out of the parasha. He's totally out of it. He gives it, it belongs to the Kohen, it's mom and Kohen, it's now, is the Kohen miskaper? If the Kohen's also not a miskaper. Because if the Kohen would be a miskaper, then we'd have a different problem here. Then the Kohen should be able to do tmura because he's a miskaper. You follow? In other words, because the halacha is that a miskaper could do tmura. If I'm makdash a carbon, I designated from its inception that you should get a kapara from that carbon, you couldn't do tmura. That's the halacha. Miskaper is a tmura. So clearly, the Kohen is also not the miskaper. So who is the miskaper by Bechor? I think the answer is very clear. It's strange, but it's clear. Nobody. Even though the word miskaper is not used by only Chatas and Oshim. Miskaper basically is the ruchnius benefit of the carbon. Miskaper does not mean a kapara that it erases an avera. That's a Chatas and an Oshim. When we talk about miskaper by Karbonas, we don't mean cleansing. We mean getting the spiritual benefit of the carbon, the ruchnius benefit of the carbon. So it's interesting that by the Bechor, we don't really call anybody the beneficiary of that ruchnius of the carbon. clearly the Kohen does not get that. Clearly does not get it, because if he would, then the Kohen would be the absolute Maimer, because he really has everything then. He has everything. The fact that the Kedusha wasn't Chal, what the Mishnah says, that the Kedusha was not Chal by him, really, the Mishnah is a Medrash Pliya, because we know that if I'm Makdash a Korban, that you should get a Kapara, you do tomorrow, even though the Kedusha wasn't Chal by you. The answer somehow is, which we also have to clarify, how could a Miskat, in other words, if I go over to an animal in my corral, and I say, okay, I'm being Makdash this animal, I am the only owner here, I'm makdish this animal exclusively, that Chaim ben Yaakov Shimon should get a kapora. So now Chaim ben Yaakov, and then I give him the korban a week later, Chaim ben Yaakov Shimon now can make tamur. It's not a shayla, it's 100% he can make tamur. What happened to our Mishnah? Our Mishnah just said, Nema v'hoyu tamur seyir kodesh. Right? What does the Mishnah say? Hechon kudusha cholo v'veis b'aylim. Av tamur v'veis b'aylim. Our Mishnah seems to blatantly say that if you don't have a bialus on the korban from this inception, it wasn't chal when it was in your reshus, the kohen here has every mile in the world, because the kohen is much better than a regular miskaper. A regular miskaper has no yachas to that behemoth that you did. You on your own decided to take that cow, that white cow, and to be makdash it for yena. That was your decision. Let him bring it for a shlump. That was your decision. You decided to let the guy bring it for a shlump. So that's you. Isn't that? Now all of a sudden that guy could make a tumor from that animal. When you give him the behemoth, he had no preposition here on this behemoth. The bechor is automatic. When it's born, it goes to the kohen. There's no, it's not even up to you to decide. It's automatic. So the kohen has ala milus. L'chor. No, but the Mishnah says, no, but there's a separate Gezeris HaKosov. That in order for a guy to be able to do Tamura, has to be by him from the beginning. So how does every Miskaper do Tamura? Every Miskaper didn't have it from the beginning. So Mitzvah Hashem will clarify that today. What is the difference between every Miskaper? But clearly the Kohen can't be the Miskaper, because if the Kohen is the Miskaper in our Mishnah, then he has Alamiles. He has a preposition on this animal before it's born, because the Bechor automatically goes to the Shevet Kohana. He has a Mila that's Miskaper, there'll be nothing to talk about. He most definitively would be the one to make Tamur. It must be that for some reason the Kohen is not called a Miskaper. And Rashi is telling us that the Yisrael is also not called a Miskaper. But still, the Yisrael could do Tamur. The least likely candidate, he's the one that could do Tamur. The Yisrael, he could do Tamur. He's not the Miskap, he's not the Bailam, he's not... All he's got on his resume is that the Behema, he was in a lucky place. He was in a good place. Because the Kedush, this Kedushas Bechayr that was Chal on this animal happened by him in his Chotzer. Yeah, that's why I asked him to look up the Sheet of Mukubetzes. I see you did your homework. Yeah, okay. So we'll get to that. But I'm just saying again, from all the likely players to be able to do Tamura, the Kohen would be on the very, 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 the Bailam would be on really the bottom of the scale. And yet the Bailam can do it because of this little piece that the Kedusha was Chal by him in his Chotzer, which L'chaira that at most is, should only be a distraction from the Kohen. It shouldn't be a bialus that you have, that's a distraction to the Kohen. It shouldn't be a mile for you to be able to do Tamura. And on top of all of this, we know that every Miskaper could do Tamura, even though he doesn't got this benefit. So what? No, but we're proving that that's not the case, because if that would be the case, every Miskaper shouldn't be able to do Tamura. Every Miskaper wouldn't be able to do Tamura. Because every Miskaper is a case where I was Makdash an animal, that this guy in Japan should get a kapara for my animal. Now that guy in Japan flies in, and 2 weeks later he flies in, he meets this animal that he never met before, and all of a sudden he's a mechutan. He can make tamura on this animal. That's what I'm saying. How do these two things drive? If what? If who would? Absolutely. Absolutely, he's a ganav. It's moment shein lo toivim because there's no individual claim that could say you owe me the money. But he'd be a ganav from the Shevet Kohuna. He's stealing from the tribe, from the corporation. The Kohuna Corporation he's stealing from. Okay. So this all needs a lot of clarity. So we'll just go through the Gemara a little bit. Gemara says, Tanan Hosam Bechor. A Bechor, we'll see when what we're talking about here, Bezman HaMikdash or not Bezman HaMikdash. Moichinoy, so you have a right to sell it, Tam, even when it does not have a mum, Chai while it's alive, Ubal mum, and when it's a Balmum, you could sell it Chai V'Shochot. We'll see what that means. Does that mean that a Tam you can't sell when it's Shechted? But a Balmum you could sell both if it's alive or Shechted, U'mekadshin Boyas Aisha. And you could be Mekadosh a woman with the Bechor Balmum. That's a simple reading of the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Omer Rav Nachman or Rav Avua, Lo Yishonu Ola Bizman Hazeh. Bizman Hazeh, that's what this Mishnah is talking about. Hoyu V'Islei L'Koyen Zchiyah B'Gavo. Avu Bizman HaMikdash, or Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash HaYakayim, Kivan, the Tam L'Hakrovu Hudekoi, since a Tam goes on the Mizbeach, so therefore, ain moichmin oisay tomim chai. Therefore, you're not allowed to sell it, a tomim chai. Because then, if there's a Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash has the first stake in this carbon, and the coin's rights really come after shechting, not before. Eisvei Rovel or Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman is establishing that a coin does not have rights prior to the shechita b'zman HaMikdash. Bizman HaMikdash, a kohen first gets his rights after Shechita. Eis ve'rovel Rav Nachman, moichon oisei tomim chai. It says you can sell the behemoth when it's a tam chai. What are you telling me? Chai in shochot loy? You're telling me you can't sell it when it's shechted? Emas. Ilema bizman hazeh, if you're talking about not bizman HaMikdash, then there isn't even an example of a slaughtered tam b'char. Because you can't shecht the Tam Bechor only in the Beis HaMikdash. So it has to be Bizman HaBayis. Mi'ika Tam Shochot. You can only shecht today a Bechor Balmum. Because a Bechor Tam needs a Bizbeach, which you don't have. Elo Pshita Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim. That's the only way you can get an example of a slaughtered Tam is Bizman HaBayis. Uktoni Moichan Oisei Tam. It says clearly you could sell it as a tam chai. So what do we see? We see it's l'koyin zchiyah begavah. We see that a koyin, even bizman habayis, has a zechus mechayim. He owns it even while it's alive. Says the Gemara loy, loy lom bizman hazeh. Really, we're talking about today. Ah, you're telling me that miktoni moichan oisei tomim chai. Shochot loy, hogufa asalashmin. It's coming to tell you that bizman hazeh nami moichrin oisay tomim chai. It doesn't mean shochot loy. Says the Gemara, even a tam. In other words, that's what the Gemara says. Eisvei. We'll ask you another question on Rav Nachman. It says in the pasuk b'bchor ne'mar lo sivdeh, you cannot redeem it. V'nimkarhu, but it could be sold. B'maya skina. Ilema bizman hazeh, if we're talking about today, Ema Seifa, that doesn't fit with the Pasuk, because the Pasuk says, Vezdomom tizroik ala mizbeach. Bizman hazeh miiko mizbeach? Obviously it's talking bizman HaMikdash. And it still says Vinimkar. Ela pshita bizman HaMikdash kayim. Ubimai, ilema bibalmum, it can't be a balmum, because it says Vezdomom tizroik. Ema Seifa, Vezdomom tizroik ala mizbeach, Vezdomom takter. And a Balmum doesn't go on the Mizbeach. Mi chozi la akrava. El lav betam. So we're talking about Bezman Abayis because it says clearly that it's brought for a korban. And we're talking about a tam. And yet it still says it could be sold. That's a proof, not like Rav Nachman, who says that a kohen's rights to the Bechor is only after Shechita, Bezman Beis HaMikdash. Uktoni Nimkarhu. The Gemara says no. Bidiyara. Reisha Bebalmum V'Seifa B'tam. Moshe Rav Masharshia. Rav Masharshia says, I have a refute. I can refute that because it says if you have a Kohanes, Shenis Arva Vlada Bevlad Shivchasa. If you have a Kohanes, and her Vlad and her maid's Vlad got mixed. So the problem now is that you have two boys that are Saf Sveike Kuhuna Sveike Avodim. One of them is an Eved Kohen and one of them is a Kohen. So what's the halacha? Higdilu ataruvis, when they get older, they have a solution. Till they get older, you have an issue that their identity is not clear. So you have to treat them like Kohanim and Avodim. Right? Once they get older, Mishachrin Zezeh, they can each give the other one a Shtar Shechur, and then either way, they're Vada Yisrael Sofek Kohen. Each one of them now at least has a clear identity that they're a Yisrael. They can marry a Yisraelis. They're Jewish. But they each have a Sofek Evet. So therefore, Sofek Kohen, Sofek Evet. The other side of them is that they're an Evet. Evet Meshuchar. So I'm saying they have the status of an Evet Meshuchar. They can actually be Pasul Kohuna because of an Evet Meshuchar. So they don't get rid of the status of Evet Meshuchar. Each one of them is treated as a Sofek Kohen on the Chumra side, and al Chumra as a Sufik Evan Meshuchar, and therefore is also a Kohen. Ushneyem oichlim betruma. But they could both eat truma. Because either, this is going before the Shechur. Either way, either I'm a Kohen or I'm a servant of a Kohen. Can eat truma either way. But I don't have a right to collect truma. Because maybe I'm not a Kohen. I can't collect, I can eat. I can eat on behalf of the Kohen. I can't collect. So therefore, if they want to collect truma, they have to come together. If they come together, then they both equal one kohen. The two of them together equal, two of these guys equal one kohen. And therefore, cholkim chelek echad al agor. They can collect one chelek on the gor. Now here's the critical point. Bechoran. What happens if they have a bechor? Big nafka minin aloch. If I'm a Yisrael. Okay, this is after the shechra. If I'm a Yisrael, then the halacha is that I got to give it to a kohen. If I'm a kohen, so then I can keep it. So we're going to learn a lot about this later on, but this al-stadin moment is a din ha-motzi mechaver l'varaya. A kohen can't take a bechor from you from its inception, there was ha-motzi mechaver l'varaya. We'll see there's a lot of contradictions about this, and the general rule, without getting into specifics, is that we always say Amoitzi Mechaver Lavaraya by Bechor, where the Suffolk is from the inception. So in other words, if I have a Suffolk from when the animal is born, whether I got to give it to a Kohen, Amoitzi Mechaver Lavaraya. Once there's a mitzvah to give it to the Kohen, and then I have a Suffolk if I was Yoitza that mitzvah, then we go to the rules of Suffolk the Raisa L'chum, we wear a different hat. So, but the Amoitzi Mechaver Lavaraya hat can always be worn if the suffix is from the inception. If from the time that it was born, we have a suffix, whether it belongs to the Kohen, then we don't say, because there's two ways to look at it. You could look at it like, well, suffix Bechor, suffix Deraisa L'chumra, I have a mitzvah to give it to the Kohen. Just like Pidyon HaBen. You have a suffix Pidyon HaBen. What's the halacha? So it depends. If you have a suffix, whether you ever became chayev to the Kohen, the five slayim, for instance, face the woman miscarried. You don't know if what she miscarried was something that was roy to pater the next one from Bechor. The halacha is the next son doesn't need a pidyon haben. Hamotzi mechaver l'varaya. Right? But if, let's say, you already became chayv in pidyon haben, and now you appointed your son in a way as a suffix whether you're mekayim the mitzvah, now there's no din hamotzi mechaver l'varaya. That's why those people that used to always use another kohen and another kohen for pidyon haben, why don't they just say, Amoitzi Mechaver L'Varaya? You redeem your son once, okay? Now, the next kohen, Amotzi Mechavel V'raya. The Teretz is because Amotzi Mechavel V'raya only kicks in after when the suffix is from the beginning. Once the beginning is Chal Avada Echi of Pidyon HaBen, now it's a mitzvah. Now it's the opposite. Now it's Amotzi Mechavel V'raya. Now it's the suffix D'raya Sol Chomer. But here, by the suffix Eved, suffix kohen, from the inception, it wasn't clear that I owe anything to the kohen. So that's how much you make avail of a raya. That's what it says. Says the Gemara. So now the b'chor is yirachi yistayev. You wait for it to get a mum. Once it gets a mum, now you can shecht it like chulin. And then the yechlum b'mumun. You can eat it with the mum. Okay, but my askinan, if we're talking about today you always have to wait for a mum because there's nothing else to do with a bechor. You can't bring it for a carbon. Maishno didon, umaishno didu. What do you have to fabricate this whole complicated case? We have a suffix kohen, suffix eved. Everybody's got to do that. You got to wait for it to get a mum. That's what everybody does. Even the kohanim got to do that. Says the Gemara, Elo lav is manche beis hamidish kaim. Yama b'shloim is leil koin tzchi begav shabim. If you're going to tell me the coin has a schus in it, then it's good. Then we understand why they can hold the bechor now and say, you know what? Let's see what happens, hoping it's going to get a mum. Okay, because if it doesn't get a mum, it's going to be an unresolved issue. Because they can't eat it as a kohen. They can't take it now, bring it a korban and eat it as a kohen. So they're waiting for it to get a mum, and then the din, Amotzi Mechavel V'raya, will be able to kick in. But the Gemara says, why can't the Gizbor come and take it? Lacey Gizbor V'lishakla. Says the Gemara, Lo Elam Bizman Hazeh. Udik Akashiloch Maishno Didon U Maishno Didhu. Anan Yavinan Lo Elam Kohen B'mumayu. We have to give it to the kohen. Inu, they don't have to. Kivon de ikon mixes kohen, since they have really what would be the more accurate way to describe it is suffix kohen. Since there's a suffix kohen on each one of them, mafkalei lekohanim, they could say amoytzi mechaver olavarai. Okay, there's a lot of questions on this. Come also practical questions, but the way we explained it, a lot of them are answered. As far as there's a din bal ta'achar, how could you hold the animal back from a carbon? There's a law of bal ta'achar. That's a shita mekubetz's question. Rav Eliyashiv is aiming on this as well. He says, why isn't there a baltacha? He says, they can hold it. How could they hold it? He says, L'may d'sal k'day t'chachsha d'mayri b'b'chor tam, he says. So he's talking about a b'chor tam. He says, so why is there an Isra of Baal Ta'achar? There should be an Isra called Baal Ta'achar on it. And Shita Mekubetz has asked this question as well. She refers to it. He says, and if we're talking about Elamai, we're talking within the year. They have a year to wait for it to get a mum. Okay, they have 1 year to wait for it to get a mum. So fine. They have a year to wait to get a mum. So then, why does the Gemara ask, let the Gizbor come and take it from them? I got a year to give it. That's Manavshach. If we're talking about within the year, right? So why could the Gizbor come? The Gemara says, let the Gizbor come and say, give me the carbon, it's not yours. Right? If we're talking about within the year. So he asked Rav Eliyashiv, within a year the Gizbor can't come. He told him, I got a year. Gizbor never has a right to come to you within a year and say, give me your carbon. I have a year to bring the carbon. And if we're talking about after the year, so there's Baal Ta'achar. You can't wait now for it to get a mum. You got to bring it for a carbon. So really, the way we were explaining the sugya, it's not really so schwer. Because the way I'm explaining the sugya is that if the kohen would own it from its inception, right, then als the din of amoytzi mechaver el avaraya, the tzchala din, that it's really his. So it's really mine. Waiting for the mum is not waiting for something to change. The status is clear. It's mine. So therefore, you can't take it from me. It's mine, my behemoth. You can't take my behemoth from me. Now, I have a problem. I have a behemoth where I have a suffix what to do with it. So I don't have a baltacha. It's my behemoth. It's my behemoth that I really have a conflict to know what to do with it. I can't bring it as a carbon because I may not be a kohen. On the other hand, I can't shecht it without a mum, so I'm going to wait. Now, what are you telling me? But it's Baal Ta'achar. It's not Baal Ta'achar because Hamoitzim Mechavel V'Rai already kicked in that it's Vaday my mum. So it's Vaday my mum, and I have a right to preserve my mum when I have a conflict that's going to get destroyed. Right now, you want to take away my mum. So you got a Moitzim Mechavel V'Rai working against the Baal Ta'achar. Baal Ta'achar is only when you have a definitive Chi of Hava without any issue, then there's a Baal Ta'achar. Otherwise, there's no Baal Ta'achar. So that's the flow of the Gemara. So basically, the Gemara is leaving this hanging that potentially we could say that Mechayim, Bizman HaMikdash, the coin, in fact, does not own it until after Shechita. So this is a Machloikis in the Gemara. If the Kohen does use a Shaila in the Gemara, whether the Kohen does own it, Mechayim, or does not own it, Mechayim, Bizman Beis HaMikdash Kayim. The Rambam clearly is telling us that he does. The Rambam is being machmir. That's the Rambam that we looked up. The Rambam says clearly that there is bialus. He says, "Ve'ena kahanim b'mirim b'bechor afal pi shehu zoicha boy mechayim." Even though it is his, says the Rambam, even though it does belong to him, he's still not zoicha. Still, ain't a zoicha by mitchil, since he doesn't own it from the beginning. But the Rambam is clearly saying you own it mechayim. So we have to know, is the Rambam really in conflict with this dinner of Nachman, that Bizman Beis HaMikdash Kayim, the Kohen doesn't own it mechayim? Or is our Gemara not really saying that it doesn't belong to the Kohen? The Gemara means just, he doesn't have a right to sell it, which we'll see. Another question here is, why did the Rambam need, and why do we need, a separate reason by Chatos and Oshem why they can't do Tmura because they don't own it Mechayim when we already have a much better reason. Our original reason. Our original reason is the Hekdesh has to be Chal in your domain. If I can't do Tmura on a Bechor which belongs to me, Mechayim, just it wasn't Chal in my domain, why in the world would you think that by the Chatos Va'osham, you would be able... It's almost like Chatos Va'osham, we're opening up the book again. Chatos Va'osham, we say, oh, why can't you do Tmura by Chatos Va'osham? Now we came with a new idea. Since you don't own it, you only own it after Misa. So you can't do Tmura now because you don't own it. What do you have to come out to that for? You told me already that Bechor I can't do Tmura, even though I do own it, because the Kedusha wasn't Chal by me. So shouldn't that be adequate reason for Chatos Va'osham? So Rav Eliashiv asked this question, and he was mechaven to Rav Chatzkel Abramsky in his answer. Rav Eliashiv says he doesn't understand why the Rambam needed this. HaRambam kosov she'en ha'kahanim emirim b'chatos v'asham, afal pi shehu shalohem, ein zoicha boi mechayim. Ulechoy rekoshe, kivon de maskonas ha'mishnah, de be'inon she'yochu kedusha b'veis b'ilam, since the conclusion of the mitzvah is, mishnah, that it has to belong to you from the inception, says the so what do you have to come on to this other reason? So Rav Yashiv gives an answer, which if you look in the Chazon Yecheskel, Chatzkel Abramsky and the Tosefta, he says the same answer. Very interesting case. He says the case would be, the reason why the Rambam needed his secondary reason, is what would be if a Kohen was makdish a carbon on behalf of a Jew. Okay? So Aaron HaKohen is makdish a behema on behalf of Reuven. He says, okay, I'm being mafrish this as a carbon chatos. I want Reuven to get a kapara. Okay? Now Reuven comes and he uses Aaron HaKohen to be makr of the carbon. You got it? So Aaron HaKohen took his behema and he was makdashit so that Reuven HaYisrael should bring it for a chatos. Right? Now Reuven the Yisrael comes to the Beis HaMikdash, he says, I have a koras ha-toy, Aaron HaKohen, he gave me the animal. He's going to be the Kohen to shecht it. Okay? So here, I'll give it to him. So now, this Aaron HaKohen is Alamailas. The Kedusha was Chal by him. And now he owns it. He's a Mechutin from all sides. So now, he should be able to do Temura. That's a new problem. He's Eini Zoicha by Mechayim. If he would be Zoicha by Mechayim, then he would be able to bring it as a he would be able to do Temura. That's our Pchatzka Lebransky. It's a true. We have to analyze if that would be number one. We have to analyze if that's correct. No, Reuven did a chet. Reuven ate chalev b'shoigig. Reuven ate chalev b'shoigig. His friend Aaron HaKohen was makrav achatas for him. So the year, I want Reuven to get the kapara from this korban. Reuven comes to the Beis Hamikdash with his chatas chalev, and he gives it to Aaron HaKohen. Bring it. Now Aaron HaKohen, he owns it. Let's say it would be Mechaim, he owns it. And he was makdash it. He was makdash it Mechaim. I'm not doing the chet. All I'm doing is I'm bringing it for a carbon for you. Right? So I'm a Kohen. And I own the meat. And the hektish was chal by me. So Mamela, I should be able to do it. That's why the Rambam had to come under this new reason. So we have to, first of all, it's a big chiddush. Stop to say that's why the Rambam needed it. This one case, it's a big chiddush. But when I saw this Chatzko Abramsky, I had several issues, questions. First of all, I don't know that you have any rights to give it to any kohen. That's not even your right. When you come with your Kor Mechatas to the Beis HaMikdash, the kohen it goes to the Anshei Mishmar. And the family of the Kohanim that are there, there's a girl who shechts, who does, it's not you. Who gives you the right? Who gives you the personal right to give it to which kohen you want to shecht it? You don't even have that right. Unless you learn like the Man D'Omer who says that Kohanim is Shluchei Didon. Then maybe you would have such a right. But if you hold Kohanim is Shluchei D'Rachmona, you don't have a right to come to Beis HaMikdash and say, I pick that kohen. You give it to Anshei Mishma. They make a goyro. And after they make a goyro, that decides which kohen brings it. So it would have to be, so now we have to make the case, now we got to make the case even a bigger chiddush. Okay? Aaron HaKohen was Makdash HaKorban for this Yisrael. This Yisrael brought it to Beis HaMikdash. It happened to be that it was Aaron HaKohen's week of the Mishma. And it happens to be that he won the girl to shech this korban that he was makdish for him. And that's what the Rambam means. I think it's a pretty big chiddush. Pretty big chiddush. But leave that on the side. What? What? Oh, you mean because I used the name Aaron, you mean? I didn't realize. Huh? Wow, that saved the day. I'm glad I said Aaron. I was going to say Nodov. I'm glad I said Aaron. Now, another question is, when one l'chora, when you're makdish a korban that somebody else should get a kapara, you don't have the maila of our Mishnah. Because if you would, so then why does the miskaper do tomorrow? We said that was our problem right from the get-go. We said, how does our Mishnah work? L'maisa, the halach is the miskaper does tomorrow, not the makdish. That's anyway a problem with our Mishnah. But for some reason, in a regular case where you're makdish a korban that somebody else should get a kapara, we no longer focus on the fact that the kedusha happened by you, we focus on the miskaper. So if we're focusing on the miskaper, who says that you could now cash in on the fact that you had it? In other words, Chatzko Abramsky is saying this kohen would be able to say the kedusha was chal by me, but that didn't work for you. You follow? It didn't work for you. Lamaisa, when you were makdish the animal at the beginning, that this guy that Reuven should get a kapora, you weren't able to do tamura then. Why? Because the other guy was the miskaper. I was born by you. That's a good question. For some reason, we bypass our Mishnah. When I'm makdash a korban that you should get a kapora, we bypass our Mishnah, right? And we say we don't go by the one whose Kedusha was chal by, we go by the Miskaper. Okay? So why would I then go back later and go, one second, he has the Mila, the Kedusha was chal by him. That was anyway gone for some reason. That didn't contribute to you being able to do Tumura for some reason. Even though in our Mishnah, that's the critical factor. In our Mishnah, we say, we only go by where the Kedusha was chal. We don't look at who's getting it, who owns it, who's... We don't look at anything else. We look at where the Kedusha was chal. For some reason, when I say I'm being mafresh this, that this other guy should get a kapara, then we ignore everything. We ignore everything, and we totally focused on the miskaper. So how does the miskaper, how does the makdash all of a sudden get tchis hamesim? Now you bring the karma to the Beis HaMikdash, you dust away that koyin or koyin gadol, and now all of a sudden he comes back to life. Yeah, I'm the one, the Kedusha was chal by me. Yeah, but you had that from the beginning and we said, you have no shachas. When you the koyin at the beginning, were makdash the behemah, that he should have a kapora, and you're screaming, chai v'kayim, I'm the guy here. The Kedusha was chal by me, my animal, my everything. We said, you don't count. Because he's the miskaper, he knocks you out. Now all of a sudden, says Reb Chatzkel Abramsky, now that you came to the Beis HaMikdash and somehow this kohen comes up and goes, oh, you look familiar, come, and you, oh, now you're the one that was makdash it, so you could do tomorrow. I don't hear that. Now I can't tell you coherently, why not, but I could tell you coherently that for some reason, the original person that was makdash it lost his identity immediately. As soon as he was makdash the animal for Yena, he lost his identity. How that drives with our Mishnah is a problem. We have to come to some clarity in that. But somehow we see that there are two parshas. There's our Mishnah. And obviously an introduction to begin to understand it, which we ran out of time, we'll have to continue next week. But the introduction to start analyzing this is to focus on the fact that our Mishnah is unique because there is no miskaper. Rashi told us, there is no miskaper. The owner is not a miskaper, and the kohen is not a miskaper. So our Mishnah, there is no miskaper. So now we start focusing on other angles, because we don't have a miskaper. In the regular case, we have a miskaper. So because that's the obvious way that we're going to get out of this mess, so therefore, Chatzkel Abramsky's teretz is not going to work for us. Because how are we going to get out of this mess? We're going to go one second. Our Mishnah, the focus is on where the Kedusha was chal, because there's really nothing else to focus on. Because the Kohen is not a bialim, because what is reason? The Yisrael doesn't get a kapara. But a regular Chatos V'Asham is a regular Karban. And then we remain focused. We say Miskaper is the guy that counts. So why in the world would you say that this quasi-bialus that the Kohen has, from the Emurim, from the Basar, would be a reason why he could do tomorrow when his whole ownership on the Bechor doesn't help him? Why would this quasi bailus on the Basar help him? And as far as what? The halacha is that the miskaper does tmura is with the exclusion of the makdash. That's the rule. In other words, when you have a makdash and a miskaper, the makdash does tmura, the miskaper does tmura, not the makdash. That's the simple. If you remember, we brought a Rashi in Zvachim that was mashmanat like that. They could actually be. See, the first of all, the mashmois is that only the miskaper could do tmura. We would have an issue also if we take the Makdash and Miskaper, we call them both potential people to do Tumura. We have a problem that Ena Shutfen Loisim Tumura. Then it would be almost like Shutfen. So then we have to revisit that problem. So there's a lot of issues here. I don't see that in the next little while we can get out of it, so we'll leave it Mitzvah Shem for next week. We'll continue. And we will proceed in the next Sugya here. So if the Eilim can continue the Sugya. And preferably, if you can get to the bottom, that would be the best. In other words, the Mishnah. on the, it's the bottom of Chesam and Beis, the top of Tesam and Aleph. Just to do that whole Amud if possible. And I'll just ask you to look up I'm not going to overburden you, one or two additional Maram HaKoymas. One is the Minchas Chinuch at the end of Mitzvah Tov Ayin Gimel. And Reb Chaim Brisk, the Grach HaLevi al HaRambam, which we'll post in Ulchus Mais Vesheni, Perek Ches, Halacha Zayin. Okay.